Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
A Great Life Podcast, brought to you by Made by Pear. What's up, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of A Great Life Podcast. I'm your creator and host, Paris Chardet, and I'm super excited that you're here. A Great Life is a listening space that explores growth and fresh perspective through God's Word. Because the way I see it is simple. The process is always the same. It just looks a little different based on where you are, what you know, and what you got. But regardless of it all, you deserve to live a great life. So welcome, welcome. So today, I want to shed some light on identity. Now, in American culture, it's so normal for us to identify with our job titles or just something that reflects our everyday life. So if someone walks up to you and they go, "Who are you? What do you do?" Your answer may be, "Oh, I'm a doctor." "Oh, I'm a stay-at-home mom, just a wife, you know." Or, "I'm a lawyer. I'm a technician," or whatever the case may be. A lot of times our identity rests in a title or some sort of identity of action. And because a lot of times our identity rests in things that are fleeting, when those things don't necessarily go the way we hope they go, or our plans in those areas don't flow the way we thought they'd flow, our identity is interrupted. As a matter of fact, a long, long time ago, I recall a time when I ran track. And I ran track for well over 7 years. I did indoor track, summer track, and regular season. So you can see that my identity truly rested in running track. And when I got into college, I overexerted myself and I strained my abs really, really bad. And honestly, that was pretty much the end of my track career. I couldn't walk for a week. You know, it's not until you get injured that you realize how important a certain muscle really is because you can't use it anymore. So yeah, I got really hurt. I couldn't walk for a week and it took so long to heal. I just had to move on from that dream and identity. But I recall it being a really strenuous process because if I couldn't run, who was I? It's just to say it was a very strange time for me because my identity rested in athletics as a track runner and I couldn't run track anymore. So if I couldn't run track, who was I? Moral of the story. So I'm led to bring this topic up today because the question is, what is your identity resting in? And with that being said, I want to get into our scripture of the day, which is Mark 8:35. It reads, "If you try to hang on to your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake and for the sake of the good news, you will save it." What God is saying in this scripture is that whatever or whoever you believe yourself to be, whatever identity you're truly clinging onto that validates everything that you are in this present time, lose it. Running track or being someone great with a title is never a bad thing. God's thoughts of us are to prosper us. He wants us to have a hope and a future. So accomplishments are phenomenal. But he's saying, don't lose yourself in those identities. Instead, lose those identities and only identify with the good word as a child of God. Because when you do that, that identity is everlasting. It will last the test of time. So if you're a track runner, then you go into becoming a doctor, and then you become a mother, and then you become a grandmother, and then you become this and or that, a world traveler, and you can move in between all these beautiful worlds and never be jolted if something doesn't really work out, because you know that regardless of it all, you are a child of God, that his word stands firm, that he is the rock you stand on. He is your firm foundation. So when the world's identities shake and move and things don't go the way you have planned them or you thought that they would go, you're not lost. Because at the end of the day, you know, hey, I tried my best. I did what I could, but God still loves me anyway. And I know it's always going to work out because it always works out. Because God's thoughts of me are to always prosper me. He's always going to give me a hope and a future. And hey, this didn't work out, but you know what? That is okay. That is okay. Because when one door closes, another one opens. And hey, it's not rejection, it's just redirection. Okay? Because greater is he who lives in me than he who is in the world. You get where I'm going with this. So if you find yourself resting in an earthly identity, hear me and hear me clear. You are a child of God. His word never comes back void. If he put a work in you, he will work it. Things will always work out for you because God's hand is over your life no matter what. It is okay to put those identities down and rest in one that is everlasting, that exceeds the test of time. Because God loves us and God loves you. But most of all, because you deserve to live a great life. Thank you so much for tuning into A Great Life Podcast. I truly, truly pray this episode has blessed you. For more A Great Life content, follow at A Great Life TV on socials. New content and great things are on the horizon. Also, head over to madebypair.com and join my newsletter and blogging community, where I send you a random midweek dose of inspo called Word of Wednesday. And also while you're there, make sure you get your copy of my book, The Nightly Affirmation Journal, where I help you reimagine your reality in 30 nights. Well, that's all for today, folks. God bless. Don't stress. It's Pebris. Peace. A Great Life Podcast brought to you by Made by Pair.